the Promised Messiah's Arabic works. When he announced his claim and turned to the work of reform, his critics first attacked his lack of learning. They described him as a munshi, that is to say, a half-educated scribe. He was literate, so he was able to write. Some of his writings had attracted attention, so he had come to have a reputation. He was no scholar, knew no Arabic, and did not have the qualifications to pronounce on religious matters. This criticism was raised in every conversation and in every hostile writing. A wall of prejudice was erected against him. It was untrue to say that he knew no Arabic, however. He had read the standard books, but he had certainly not had the benefit of instruction from any great scholar. He had earned no testimonial after study at an old school. He was not one of the leading ulema of the country, nor was he a maulvi of any status. When this criticism spread far and wide, and the mullah started trumpeting it in and out of season, God granted him special knowledge of the Arabic language. According to him, God endowed him with a vocabulary of 40,000 words in a single night. He was granted miraculous competence in the Arabic language. He was commanded to write Arabic books and promised special help. His first attempt in Arabic prose was a chapter he appended to his book, Aynai Kamalate Islam. This chapter contained a challenge to those who found fault with his lack of Arabic. He asked critics to produce something better. Nobody accepted the challenge. He then wrote book after book in Arabic. The number of his Arabic works amounts to more than 20. Some of these were accompanied by offers of rewards amounting in some cases to 10,000 rupees. These cash rewards can still be won by anyone who produces something which equals them in beauty and power of language. Nobody took up the challenge. Nobody produced anything in reply. Some of his Arabic books were written as a challenge to Arabs. Even they failed to write in reply and withdrew from the field. One of his books was addressed to Sayyid Rashid Riza, the well-known editor of Al-Manar. The Sayyid was invited to write in reply, but he did not. Other Arabs were similarly invited, and they did not. Maulvis in the Indian subcontinent showed they were beaten when they said that the Arabic work said to have been written by Hazrat Mirza Sahib had really been written by an Arab who worked for him in secret. This criticism made it quite clear that the standard of his Arabic works was really very high. But his critics thought they were written for him by someone else. Hazrat Mirza Sahib met the criticism by suggesting that his adversaries could have the help of as many Arab and Syrian writers as they liked. Repeated efforts were made to attract them to this literary contest, but nobody came forward. These Arabic works are still without a reply.